Dialogue between Franklin and the Gout, written by Benjamin Franklin.
Midnight, October 22nd, 1780.
Ooh, what have I done to merit these cruel sufferings?
Many things. You have ate and drank too freely, and too much indulged those legs of yours in their indolence.
Who is it that accuses me?
Well, it is I. Even I, the Gout.
What? My enemy? In person?
No, not your enemy.
I repeat it, my enemy. For you would not only torment my body to death, but ruin my good name. You reproach me as a glutton and tippler. Now all the world that knows me will allow that I am neither the one nor the other.
The world may think as it pleases. It is always very complaisant to itself, and sometimes to its friends. But I very well know that the quantity of meat and drink proper for a man who takes a reasonable degree of exercise would be too much for another who never takes any.
Well, I take, as much exercise as I can, Madam Gout. You know my sedentary state, and on that account it would seem, Madam Gout, as if you might spare me a little, seeing it is not altogether my own fault.
Not a jot. Your rhetoric and your politeness are thrown away. Your apology avails nothing. If your situation in life is a sedentary one, your amusements, your recreation at least, should be active. You ought to walk or ride. If the weather prevents that, play at billiards. But let us examine your course of life. While the mornings are long and you have leisure to go abroad, what do you do? Why, instead of gaining an appetite for breakfast by salutary exercise, you amuse yourself with books, pamphlets, or newspapers, which are commonly not worth the reading. Yet, you eat an inordinate breakfast. 4 dishes of tea with cream, and 1 or 2 buttered toasts with slices of hung beef, which I fancy are not things the most easily digested. Immediately afterward, you sit down to write at your desk or converse with persons who apply to you on business. Thus the time passes till 1, without any kind of bodily exercise. But all this I could pardon in regard, as you say, to your sedentary condition. But what is your practice after dinner? Walking in the beautiful gardens of those friends with whom you've dined would be the choice of men of sense. Yours is to be fixed down to chess, where you are found engaged for 2 or 3 hours.